to all. Today's office is Shami Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Mataimo, and in the Vilna source of Daf, it's about halfway through Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, the Gemara was in the process of looking for where the Malach of Kosher and Matir, tying and untying, was carried out in the Mishkan, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said it's found with the Arge Yerias, those who wove curtains of the Mishkan covering, not the ones who sewed them, but the ones who wove them. And so now we further explain this Matam, what's the source for this? And it's because the Pasuk tells us, Achas, the length of one Yerias. What do we learn from here? Kadesh te kula achas. The ureas, the curtains, they often made out of one strand. We can't connect one strand of thread to another one. It has to be one long one. And therefore, what was done? So in the process of weaving, nifsak, if one of the strands snapped, he would tie it and continue weaving. And mikimin shoye magia la'arig, once he was totally finished weaving this cloth, havashari le umala, he would untie it and remove it. And so here we have kaisher and matir. While he's weaving, if it snapped, he would tie those two ends together to continue weaving. But then the moment he was finished weaving the entire thing, he had to undo that strand which was snapped, because that's not considered yirio ha'achas. It's two yirios, it's two strands, and therefore that's matir, that's untying. Now the Gemara continues, Artachon says, b'shem Rav Chana, afilu arev shaba, even the vertical part of the weaving process, there's a horizontal, that's the shesi, and then there's the arev, which is the vertical, so even the vertical part, loy hayabai, it didn't have, loy kasher, not a knot, meaning it's not just the length, but it's also the width, had no ties in it, and also v'loy tiyames, it didn't have a tiyames, a twin, which this last part that we just read seems to be a question on what we just said, that if there was a strand that snapped, it was tied during the process to continue weaving, but then afterwards it was removed. The issue is, we can't have one strand next to another. If you look at something which is woven, every single strand of thread that goes lengthwise has one which is going widthwise that's going in and out of it. That's basically what weaving is. So there isn't a single strand that's actually next to another one, because there's always another strand crisscrossing it going in and out. But if one of the strands of thread is taken out, that means there are going to be two strands right next to each other. And that's a problem of loy tiyemes. There can't be one that has a tiyemes, that has a twin, that has one next to it. So that's a slight problem with this previous understanding. We continue, Tanur Rabashai. Rabashai teaches, Chesel Shal Tamarim, V'tilai Shal Tamarim. These are two woven baskets of sorts meant to hold unripe dates, and it helps them ripen. So Kareya Umatir, he could tear them open or untie them, Ubavach L'Yikshar, as long as he doesn't retie them. Now the question is, V'einzu Atara, isn't that the problem of untying? If he tears or he unties, so that's a problem of untying. And the answer is it's not, because Nasa Kesheiros HaChav is Loichom Menegregres, it's like breaking a barrel in order to be able to eat dried figs from it. If a person has a barrel, he's not able to open it, he could smash it open in order to take the figs, and that's not like untying, it's makalkil, it's ruining in order to be able to get to it. It's the same thing over here, this Chesel of Tamarim is basically just being torn open in order to be able to get to the dates, so there's no malach over there. Lastly, says the Gemara, Oznaim Shel Diskia, literally the ears, meaning the flaps of this pouch, Kesheru Matir, he can tie them and untie them, because Nasa Kepaseach Chunel B'Shabbos, it's like opening and closing a door on Shabbos. There's no Isra of Baina, of building, when you open and close your door on Shabbos, that's what it's designed to do, and it's the same thing over here, these flaps that have strings that are constantly being tied and untied, that's totally fine, because that's the normal way to use it, and it's not like tying or untying. Now we move on to the malach of sewing, and it's important to note that when discussing sewing, teifer, there's a term, techifa, which is usually translated as the pass-through of a needle. Something more tells us, Rav Chanina Amar, Rav Chanina tells us, ad yachos kol sitra. In order for a person to be chai for sewing, he has to pull the entire thread through. We'll just read a little bit more, and then we'll explain. Now Amar Rabbiana says, Amru lo Rav Chanina, they told Rav Chanina, tsei v'kara, go out and read this, meaning go teach this outside. This is not a proper limud, because v'atanina we learned in the Mishnah, also shnei roshel, tzad echad. If he made the two tips facing out one side. Let's just pause to explain now. Rav Chanina had just commented regarding the Isra of sewing on Shabbos, which we know that two tefiras is asur, and Rav Chanina just said the thread has to be pulled all the way through the baguette, and there can't be any thread left hanging. Now the problem is that regarding shatness, the fact that we can't have wool and linen together, there's a discussion in the Mishnah, what's considered a baguette of wool and linen? Let's say we have two pieces of cloth, one wool, the other linen, and they're sewn together. So it really depends how they're sewn. The Mishnah in Kalayim tells us, techifa achas, one pass-through of the needle, is not chibur. It's not considered like they're connected. Only two is, two techifais. And that's what we just read. This was the question of Chanina, that two pass-throughs means that the needle was pulled through one side, then put back into the garment and pulled through the other side, so that both ends of the thread are coming out the same side. So it's clear from that Mishnah that a stitch, or techifa, means that the thread is hanging and it's not pulled all the way through. Clearly not like Rav Chanina. Now we continue the Gemara, Me'ata, if that's really so, meaning if what Rav Chanina is saying is true, Ad Yisuk V'Yachas V'Yisuk. It has to be that in order for us to have two stitches, they won't have to pull the thread all the way through one side till it's nice and tight, and then stick the needle back in and pull it all the way through the other side so it's nice and tight. And that means there's no thread hanging. And even if you want to say that that's fine, and that's a good explanation, the problem is, V'Taninan, we have a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Ad Shi Shalish, in order for a person to be chai for sewing, he has to make three passes pass-throughs of the needle. And Me'at, you want to say from now, ad yichos v'yisak v'yichos, that the thread is pulled tight all the way through one stitch, two stitches, and even the third one? That's not so. El hachin v'hachin, it's here and there. In other words, it's abundantly clear from Shitas Reb Yudah that what Reb Chanina is saying is not correct. Because again, Reb Yudah just told us, in order to be chai for sewing on Shabbos, one has to make three pass-throughs of the needle. In, out, and then in again. And the reason why he holds that is because it's only considered strong and solid and tight when there's three pass-throughs. Now, it can't be that Reb Yudah is holding like Reb Chanina, because according to Reb Chanina, the moment you pull the thread through and you don't allow anything to be hanging out one end, that already is considered tight. So again, according to Reb Yudah, that a person's only chayv achi shalish, it must be that it's okay to have some thread hanging out. And that means also that Tanakama, whom Reb Yudah is commenting on and arguing with, he holds as well that when the Isser of sewing is two pass-throughs of the needle, that means, as we said, both ends of the thread could be hanging out the same sides of the garment. As we see, it does not have to be pulled through nice and tight like Reb Chanina. So it must be that this is incorrect. And we continue discussing needle and thread. A thread that was placed through the eye of the needle, afilu kasher mikan mikan, even if it was tied on both ends, so it can't come out unless it's torn out, and a chibur, it's still not considered connected to the needle, so if either the needle or the thread becomes tameh, the other one is not tameh because it's not considered connected. The reason why it's not a chibur is because the needle is going to eventually be removed from the thread. On top, if he sewed it to a beged, hachot chibur lebeged, ve'en chibur lemachat, so the thread is now considered connected to the beged, but still not considered connected to the needle. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Trey, and Omri, both of them just comment and say, but kosher mekan mekan, it has to be that it's tied here and there. Meaning, in order to be able to say that the thread is a chibur to the beged, that's only if the two ends are tied, not allowing one to pull the thread out of the beged. So then it's considered like it's connected to the beged. However, Milan Drabon and Pligin, the following memra argues with this. Damar of Bar of Ba quotes Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, hamatech tzad of b'shabes, chay mishum toifer. If we have a garment which is sewn like regular, but there's an extra long piece of thread sticking out, and because of that, two pieces of this garment start separating from each other, because again, the stitching is loose, and so what he does is be matech it. He pulls this thread tight, and that puts these pieces of cloth back together, so he's chay for toifer, he's chay for sewing. Now, if this memra of Rav Yirmiyah b'shem is really true, that you have to tie the ends of the thread in order to be chay for sewing, nar mishum toifer umishum kaisher. So then we should say over here, when he pulls this thread tight, reconnecting the beged, that he's chai for teifer and kaisher, because obviously in order to be chai for teifer, he also has to tie it, because if he doesn't tie it, he didn't accomplish anything. But this member B'Shem Rav did not say he's chai for kaisher only because of teifer, so clearly this is not like Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yisa, who once again require one to tie the end of the string in order to be chai for teifer. He clearly holds not like that. Now we continue discussing. We have two different malachas mentioned in the Mishnah, one which is kriya, tearing, and one which is chituch, which is cutting, and that's basically the same thing. What's the difference? So the Gemara clarifies, kriya b'begadim, tearing is with a beged, whereas a chituch ba'ayros, cutting is with a hide. Kriya b'begadim be'emtza. Tearing with begadim is in the middle of the beged. That's kriya al menas litfar. Tearing it with intention to re-sew it. Maybe there's a slight issue and he wants to re-stitch it back up, so he tears it in the middle in order to re-stitch it. Whereas a chituch ba'ayros is menatzad. Cutting by hides, that's from the side. It's uneven on the side and he wants to cut it to size, so he trims off the side, and that's the difference between kriya and chituch. However, it's the mechalfin, and those that switch it around, kriya ba'ayros, tearing is by hides, v'chituch b'begadim, and cutting is by begadim. What's the difference? Kriya ba'ayros be'ilin rechaya, tearing by hides, that's with soft hides, whereas v'chituch b'begadim, cutting by begadim, is be'ilin levdaya, with felt, which is thick and challenging to work with, so that's going to be cut with a knife, and it's not going to be torn. On to the next malacha of the Mishkan, trapping, hatsar chilazon, one who traps chilazon, the snail, which tchilas dai is made out of, upetzai, and he cracks it open, is tonay tani chayv shtaim, is tonay tani eni chayv el achas, there are those that teach he's chayv two, there are those that teach he's only chayv one, and mandomer shtaim, the one who says chayv two, achas mishum tzad, one for trapping, and achas mishum tilas neshama, one for killing it, and umandomer achas, the one who says he's only chayv one, haidohi, which one is he chayv for? The answer is mishum tilas neshama, because of tilas neshama, because of killing. And v'les lo tzeda, this mandomer does not hold he's chayv for tzeda for trapping, and that's because he holds that taking something out of its life source is not considered trapping. According to some, the reason why it's not trapping is because these snails were washed up onto the shore, and that's where they collected them from, so he doesn't have to trap them at all, he just had to pick them up, and there was just Isra Netilas Neshama. Now, according to this Manda Amar, we have a problem. Where do we find Seida by the Mishkan? Seida is definitely Malacha, so where was it in the Mishkan? And the answer is, Va'asakihi da Amar Belez Reb Yaisa, as according to what Reb Lezer said in the name of Reb Yaisa, who quoted Reb Avo, Reb Shem Elakesh, who said, B'Shem Reb Meir, Min Chaya Tahira Barakash Baruch Hu L'Maishav Midbar, Hashem created a kosher animal for Maisha in the Midbar, and this was called the Tachash. Its hides were used in covering the Mishkan, and the Kimisha Asabam Lechsa Mishkan, once its work was done with the Mishkan, we got all the hides that we needed, Niknazo was hidden away, and we don't have this animal anymore. And this this animal had to be trapped, and that's where Melach of Tzedek comes from. Rav Avin Amar, he just comments, Keresh Hayashma, its name was Keresh, and Tani Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Shaya teaches, the Chad Karen, it had one horn. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Sita Vlashem Mishar Par, Makrin Mafris. That's the Pasuk. And what do we learn from here? Mi Karen Ksev. The word Makrin, even though it's red Makrin, doesn't have a Yud in there, it's just spelled Mem Kuf Resh Nun, and therefore could be read as Mi Karen from one horn, hinting to this animal that we're discussing that only had one horn. Continue to discuss Machs and Mishkan. We said Hashaychdai, one that shechts it. The Mishnah mentioned this in regards to trapping a deer and shechting it. Now the question is, Rishim and Lakish Amar, less kan Shechita, really Shechita shouldn't be mentioned here because Shechita toledes chaburahi. Shechita is just a told of making a chabura, making a wound, and there's no Shechita in the preparation of the Mishkan, and so really Shechita should not have been taught in the Mishnah. So the question is, so why wasn't the Melacha of Chabura, which is basically Netilas Neshama, why wasn't that taught in the Mishnah if that's really where Shechita comes from? Why teach Shechita, which is really just a Tolda, and not teach the Av Melacha? The answer is, El Begin Tanina and Seder Su'uda, Taninasa Imhain. Since we're mentioning a Seder of Su'uda, we mentioned different things regarding eating, such as Bayrer and Merakade, selecting, sifting, and other things like that. Therefore, Shechita is mentioned along with them, even though you're right, it's just a Tolda subcategory of Netilas Neshama. Continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said Ama Abdoi, one who processes the hide, he processes the leather, and the question is, Ma Ibud Haib Mishkan, what type of processing was done in the Mishkan? We already mentioned the Melacha of Melchai, of salting the hide, and that's basically the same thing as Ibud of the hide, so what's the difference between the two? And the answer is, Shayu Mesartetin Ba'iris, they would be Mesartate the hide, and that's considered being Ma'abed, processing it. And the question is, Ma Mesartin Loin, what is Mesartate? The answer is, Mesargalin Loin, they would etch or scratch into it. The word Sargel in modern Hebrew actually means a ruler, and that's what they would do. They would basically take a straight edge of sorts or sharp implement and make a mark, scratch into the hide where they wanted to cut. And that's what this Isra Ma'abed is. And just going back to what we had mentioned regarding the Melacha of trapping, we had said that according to one man to Amar, Sud, trapping in the Mishkan was these Tachash animals that had to be trapped, and we used their hides in the covering the Mishkan. So now the Gemara tells us, Va'ase kehi do Amar Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Avo, this goes like what Reb Shmuel said in the name Reb Avo, Motor lasus oilim ar behem tmeya, one is allowed to make an oil, a cover of a tent or a house or some sort of roof structure with the hide of a non-kosher animal, meaning it's not going to be mekabel tuma. And that's because there's a drasha teaching that a roof made of tahar skins can become tame, and this is learned from the Mishkan, which was covered by tahar animal hides. And that means that a structure is covered with non-kosher animal hides, the roof cannot become tame. And so it must be going according to this Manda Amar that the tachash was a kosher animal, because again, as we said, the tachash hides were used to cover the Mishkan, and we're learning from the covering of the Mishkan that something that's covered with the hide of a kosher animal could become tame. So it must be that it's according to this Manda Amar. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Malachas in the Mishkan. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.